I'm Alan Lytle with a WUKY News in-depth report. Don't look now, but there's another rising star in our midst, and our own Karen Czar invited her and her mother to our WUKY studios to have a chat.
We're joined today by Sydney Bullock and her mother, Laura. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Sydney is 13, just turned 13
years
old. Your name's already getting out there, but it's going to be up in some pretty big lights down the road, I think. Sydney has been an actress for how many years now?
Film acting about 3 to 4 years and stage acting 6 to 7 years.
You've had a lot of great opportunities, but one in particular that everyone is talking about right now. Tell us about it.
I played Stacy in Stranger Things. It's the very last episode, so that was very exciting and a wonderful experience. And it's a small part, but it was very important to me and my career.
And you love the show. This was something that you were watching all last season.
I do. I loved the show and everyone in it. And I just was in awe of everything I saw.
So when you got the call and you knew you were going to audition for the show, what went through your head?
Well, I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is such a wonderful opportunity. I have to nail this audition. I have to. This is like a dream come true if I could be on the show. And I was so excited whenever I got the script.
And you had to keep quiet about it for quite a while. You couldn't tell anyone, could you?
I couldn't. We signed confidential documents, and so I had to stay quiet for about 5 months.
So you get on set, and you filmed, was it last May? Is that when you filmed?
Yes, it was in May.
What was that experience like?
Oh, it was wonderful. Everybody was so welcoming and so kind, and it was so awesome to see what they were doing on camera and off the camera to make everybody look good in the show.
Laura, to you, what's it been like watching your daughter blossom?
Just to watch her go from stage and develop into film and TV, it's such a different animal. So that has been fun to watch her growth. And then as a parent, just to watch them achieve their dreams and to keep them at a point where it's still always fun and it's what they want to do. That is the most important, that it needs to be fun and for what she wants to do and just to support her all the way through.
Do you get nervous as a parent, especially mm-hmm. with the stories that have broken recently?
Right.
We look at the Weinstein Company, other allegations
right.
of sexual harassment by fellow actors, two actresses.
Right.
Obviously, as a minor, you are with her all the time, correct?
Correct, all the time.
But there will hit a point where she will be on her own and 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So are you concerned about when that moment hits?
Well, the blessing of all of this coming out is I do feel now that our children, and especially the women in this industry, are going to be more protected than they were before, because there are voices now for those women and for those men and for those young actors that didn't feel they had the power before. And the great thing in the arts community is we are empowering those people to know that you have every right in your voice and your power to let the people in power know that that's not okay, that where your ethical boundaries are. So going forward, I will say I do feel a little better, actually, that it feels that direction is they're going to be more protected. But as a parent, it's just a lot of teaching and guiding and being with them the entire time and talking about these things very openly and how that should not determine your success in any industry, in any place in the United States, not just LA or Hollywood, just in any workplace, that you follow those boundaries and that you have a voice.
What have you done to help her create that strong compass for when the time comes that she is going on casting calls alone and meeting with top executives and agents potentially on her own?
As many parents just trying to navigate through the teenage years, no matter where they're at, it's hard, and you have to give them the compass to follow. And that we just have a very open communication to help them with any situation they may come into and to talk about different situations and pressures they may feel just in any industry, in any workplace, at school, anywhere, to just help her as they, you know, get closer to adulthood.
Do you feel like young women in the business are becoming more empowered and more willing to stand up for themselves? Is that what you're seeing?
I do. I think a lot of things are going around with social media that are very degrading to women, and it's very upsetting to see. But also, with all those terrible and sad things happening, there are a lot more empowerments and a lot more things that are going on to stand up for these women and to stand up for the people in general who don't feel comfortable or don't feel confident to say no when they need to and stay behind the line.
I'm going to talk with Miles Meehan now. He is the founder and president of Stage Right Acting here in Lexington. You started working with Sydney several years ago and helped her make the transition from stage to film. She's obviously very talented, and you work with a lot of talented students. But what does she have that's so unique in the business?
The X factor is whether or not you work hard, because there's going to be a lot of people who want to do it, but they never will do it because they don't work hard. They don't. And I tell my students this, whether it be on campus, in my class, whether it be at Stage Right, you're not applying to get a job as an actor. You have the job. And that, when you change your mindset and realize, okay, I have the job, I'm not applying for it, but I have it, and every single day I have to go to work. And whatever that looks like for you, and getting that schedule, and because if you don't put in those hours, and you're not working full time, well, you're going to get fired, and you're not going to do well, and you're not going to go to the next level in your job or your career, whatever that is. And so Sydney is my hardest worker, easily. And I use her all the time. And I'm not just saying that because she's sitting here next to me, but I honestly believe that, that she's an incredibly hard worker, and which was fun taking her into the students, because to my college students, I'm like, if a 13-year-old can do it, you all can do it, right? They have zero excuse now. And so that's wildly important, her work ethic. She's one of the only people that I'll work with on Sundays. I don't really like working on Sundays, but she's the only person I'll work with on Sundays because I know.
Very much appreciate that.
Of course, Sydney. But she's the only person that I know for a fact she will walk in and be completely prepared and ready because she's done her work.
What is that passion about? Where does that come from?
I'm not totally sure. Like, there's just this feeling inside me that I get whenever I'm reading a script for the first time or filming the audition with Miles or realizing, oh my gosh, I got a callback or I got the job. There's just this fire, something inside me that just grows every time something new happens. And it's so wonderful and it makes me so happy. And I know that this is what I want to do for the rest of my life because this is what makes me happy. It's what makes me smile. And I know this is my passion and what I love to do.
Well, we wish you all the luck in the world, and we definitely want to stay in touch with you and watch your career blossom, and we'd love to have you back.
I would love to come back.
That would be fantastic. We're moving into a new studio, so we'll have you over to the new facility, and we'll continue to watch your career and let everybody know how you're doing. So thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for this afternoon's special feature. I'm Karen Czar for 91.3 WUKY.